Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel tonight is mild and pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect a warm evening, while in Jerusalem, temperatures are a bit cooler. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, making it a nice night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah is deploying low-cost FPV drones assembled in Lebanon to attack IDF forces and northern Israel, according to a report from Ynet earlier today. Also, Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun and Prime Minister Nawaf Salam are pursuing negotiations with Israel. The Jerusalem Post reported just minutes ago that they see this as crucial for Lebanon's survival. Also this hour, the Israeli Air Force's fleet of 48 stealth F-35A Deer aircraft is expanding. Walla reports that two more planes are expected soon. Separately, Iran urges the U.S. to reduce its demands and to end the war. This comes from a regime spokesman quoted by JNS earlier today. And finally, the UAE claims that two Iranian drones attacked their oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. This news was reported by I-24 News 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported an hour ago that Iran's Revolutionary Guard hit a South Korean vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English posted that Iran's foreign ministry spokesman is urging the U.S. to lower its demands on the Islamic Republic. Monica Marks, a regional observer, noted that Dubai experienced its first missile alert since the ceasefire with Iran, breaking weeks of quiet. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the use of FPV drones by Hezbollah. According to Ynet, these drones are inexpensive yet deadly, reshaping the battlefield with precise strikes against Israel. This development raises concerns over the growing asymmetrical warfare capabilities in the region. Turning to Lebanon's negotiations with Israel, the Jerusalem Post highlights the urgency behind these talks as Lebanese leaders aim to prevent further fragmentation. A deal with Israel might stabilize Lebanon's fragile political landscape. Meanwhile, the expansion of Israel's F-35 fleet marks a strategic enhancement. Walla reports these aircraft bolster Israel's capabilities against threats like Iran. With two more planes joining the fleet soon, Israel strengthens its aerial defense. In a related development, Iran's call for the U.S. to de-escalate tensions comes amid rising regional conflicts. JNS highlights Iran's stance on the security of Hormuz, blaming the U.S. and Israel for the current tensions. This reflects ongoing geopolitical friction in the Gulf. Lastly, the UAE's claim of an Iranian drone attack underscores tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. As reported by I-24 News, this incident highlights the strategic vulnerability of oil shipments in the region, impacting global energy markets. Turning to business and markets. First, the State Employees Union has declared a labor dispute at the tax authority, impacting about 4,500 employees. Walla Business reports this follows opposition to unilateral policy changes. Separately, Surround Ventures has completed the first closing of its second fund. Globes reports the fund will focus on deep tech investments, particularly in Israeli companies or those led by Israeli entrepreneurs. And finally, tech giants are revisiting hiring strategies, now considering junior talent after years of cuts. CTech reports that AI-native skills are reshaping industry hiring trends, particularly benefiting Israeli tech firms. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.